So we'll begin our period of walking by simply standing. So let's stand in a dignified way as you're able. Let your feet be really planted and supported by the earth. Give yourself a little pelvic tilt. So the knees are a little flexed. And feel a rising up through the torso as you roll your shoulders up, back, and down. One more time, up, back, and down. Gently letting shoulder blades flatten to the back and arms dangle. Noticing that the spine is nicely straight without being stiff, the chest lifted, and the head too is now evenly balanced on the neck. And your eyes are open because we're standing and we'll be walking. And you can experiment with the placement of your eyes, whether they're soft and downwards, for going inwards, but not looking at your feet, or whether your eyes are kind of outwards, straight outwards, possibly slightly upwards, as if looking at a vista. Now, this standing posture, this is mountain pose, and it's our posture whenever we do a little standing meditation. And we can use this posture as well to help us engage with the walking. Before we go into the walking, let's bring some intentionality to the walking. What brings you to the walking today? What is the attitude that you would like to be expressing within yourself and outwards as you walk? And we'll begin walking in just a moment. And just simply walking, feeling the soles of the feet coming back as our attention wanders. And in a little while, we'll start to add in the phrases to sweep the mind body with the Brahma Viharas. So let's bring our hands into whatever position feels comfortable for the walking. In front, behind, at your sides, and listening to the bells again to go into the walking. And as you continue to walk, engaging as you walk with the first phrase, the equanimity phrase, may I dwell in peace and ease in the midst of things, peace and ease. And remember, as you engage the phrases, to continue to really feel the stepping, the walking, to keep it embodied. And as you're ready, the second phrase, the compassion phrase, may I be consoled, or may I be consoled in the midst of things. And as you're ready, the joy phrase, may I be delighted, may I be delighted in the midst of things. And our phrase for loving kindness, may I be content. May I be happy and contented, however you like to word that. And perhaps in the midst of things, may I be content, happy in the midst of things. And then, as you like, stringing them together one after the other, or using the phrases in whatever way works for you, offering the phrases for ourselves. And as you feel ready, trying on offering the phrases towards someone you care for, someone that is dear to you, and there's also some ease in offering the phrases. At this point, you want it to be someone that feels easy, may even make you smile as you offer the phrases. Remember to keep feeling the walking, the steps as you offer the phrases. And as you feel ready, shifting from this dear one to the community here today, and you might care to invoke particular individuals, glancing at the screen, seeing their names, their figure walking by, offering the Brahma Vihara phrases to individuals. One at a time, perhaps, the group as a whole, and feeling body walking as you do so. So this part's almost as if you're walking down the street and you see people and you offer them a phrase. All of the phrases to an individual, maybe just one of them in particular, to this one or that one. And if you wish, you might begin to extend these good wishes outwards to all beings. Or continue to practice offering them to the community members. Remembering to those who are not here today. And in these last few minutes, you may wish to bring the practice back to yourself. And then coming to simply standing, letting the phrases be, letting the walking be, and just stand for a few moments. And just notice the effects of the practice. Feel it in your body. coming back to this mountain pose. And listening to the bells to finish the practice. Listening to the end of the bells before you move to sit down again.